If you wish to achieve excellence, first define excellence. Published on August 7, 2016. Ravindranath Pandian. Author, consultant, teacher, software metrics, risk management, Six Sigma, TOC and CCPM, project management. 33 articles follow. Excellence is a term which can mean different things to different individuals. It can also mean different things to different groups. Certainly, it is bound to mean different things to different organizations. It changes with market situations. It changes with domain. The meaning of excellence changes with levels of organization. The meaning changes with context. The meaning changes with the history we have left behind us. Memories would have defined a path we pursue subconsciously. Memories are the key not to the past, but to the future. Corrie ten Boom. It begins with a dream. Many a perception of excellence begins with dreams. What we wish to achieve is often born in dreams. In its infant stage, excellence is but a dream. We all have different dreams. No two dreams are alike. Dreams are rooted in the depths of our character. A leader makes an organization dream of a common goal. Leadership allows convergence of dreams. But it is rather difficult to make an organization dream of a pursuit. Organizations, by nature, tend to cuddle inside the comfort zone of familiarity, comply with rules for survival but do not take wings in the directions envisaged. History is filled with examples of how dreams connect with goals. Henry Ford dreamt of a car which anyone could afford to buy, which anyone could drive anywhere, and which almost anyone could keep in repair. Model T car was born. In Japan, Toyota dreamt, considered a risky dream, of automobiles while still in the loom business. Toyota Motor Corporation was born. Unsolved problems have been solved in dreams. For example, consider the Case sewing machine. Elias Howe invented the sewing machine in 1845. He had the idea of a machine with a needle which would go through a piece of cloth, but he couldn't figure out exactly how it would work. In his dream, cannibals were preparing to cook him and they were dancing around the fire waving their spears. Howe noticed at the head of each spear there was a small hole through the shaft and the up and down motion of the spears, and the hole remained with him when he woke. The idea of passing the thread through the needle close to the point, not at the other end, was a major innovation in making mechanical sewing possible. You have to dream before your dreams can come true. A.
P.
J. Abdul Kalam. Technically, dreams help us process emotions by encoding and constructing memories of them. A passion for excellence is sculpted out in this zone. And we do need a passion for excellence if we wish to achieve excellence. It is shaped by people. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. Harry Edelman. It is people who give the ultimate shape to excellence. They practice what they believe to be excellent. It is only natural for people to follow excellence. In this journey they may trace ups and downs, may adopt trial and error, but the trajectory regresses towards excellence, the version they believe in. Expression of excellence can be seen in people in the way they live, speak and act. It is inseparable from life. Individuals tend to use tacit expressions for excellence. Individual pursuit of excellence, a desire to beat records, is at the core of excellence. When individuals integrate into groups and when groups combine to form an organization, the desire to excel is transformed and shaped by the organization culture into enterprise excellence. Do me a favor, define excellence. Definitions, though according to Shine's model of culture stay in the superficial layer of artifacts, have the power to guide and make things clear. Every organization may have its own interpretation of this ubiquitous term. Without a definition, the term could be easily be subjected to distorted interpretations. Define excellence in your business context, keeping the customer in mind. Statements like, our product should work better than competitors' products, it should cost less than competitors' products, or, it should be delivered more quickly than competitors' products pass. These are simple but clear. The board may choose to raise the bar and define excellence as 40% annual growth. It is your choice, your definition. There is no one else's definition you can copy. Defining excellence for the organization is the leader's job. That is how a leader can contribute to excellence, first. Metrics. Having defined excellence, declare how you are going to measure it. Measurement helps to achieve excellence. A runner measures his time in order to improve. The accuracy and precision of measurement depends on the level of excellence the runner pursues. In school races, a stopwatch would do. In Olympic races, we use computer-controlled devices to the precision of milliseconds. Pursuit of excellence is intimately connected with metrics. Measurement achieves a focus in observation, increases knowledge, and helps solve problems. Excellence needs observation, focus, and understanding, all three enabled by metrics. If you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. Lord Kelvin. A basic trick in achieving excellence is to let people see for themselves and leave it there. In conducive environments, people try to set things right if they spot problems, voluntarily. This is the finest way of attaining excellence. Biofeedback works, it is further strengthened by metrics, as the Hawthorne experiment proved. What is measured improves. Peter Drucker. Usain Bolt's wanted a sub-19-second 200 meters. Roger Bannister wanted a sub-4-minute mile. Without metrics, we cannot even understand or explain what these sportsmen have achieved. Likewise, a business needs key performance measurements. It could be, for example, market share percent, profit, and productivity. Most business houses use such metrics. Helped by metrics, they know where they stand. All that is needed now is to define quantitative goals for future. Again, most business houses set targets for the next financial year. But we also need long-term strategic goals. Short-term and long-term goals on KPIs, together, define the goal state for the company. Qualitative definitions of intent richly supplement quantitative goals. Often these are expressions of values that we wish to support, like corporate social responsibility and a concern for environment. Enterprise excellence definition. That we need to look beyond balanced scorecards and Lean Six Sigma to attain enterprise excellence is recognized by Breifogel. He suggests an integrated enterprise excellence model, a new organizational governance system that integrates analytics with innovation, which would help to develop strategies consistent with business goals. 1. A wider treatment is suggested by Joseph Paris. According to him, operational excellence is a comprehensive end-to-end program for the continuous and deliberate improvement of company performance and the circumstances of those who work there, to pursue operational excellence by design and not by coincidence. The detailed nature of this treatment and components of a body of knowledge can be seen in. We would like to look at three levels of enterprise excellence, having cause-effect relationships among them. One can design KPI trees for each level to enable definitions of excellence in each. 1. Process excellence. Process excellence is conceived congruent with the chosen process model. For example, a software development organization may choose waterfall or agile model. Semiconductor manufacturing may use clean room methodology. Domain-specific international quality standards exert control on processes and specify requirements of quality, and in effect excellence. Excellence can only be an extension of quality prescribed by such standards. In other words, definitions of process excellence are available in these international standards. The term process includes all internal processes including sales, finance and human resources. 2. Product excellence. Excellence in products begins with meeting stated and implied needs of customer. Going beyond, companies offer delight features to win customer loyalty. Making the product reliable and meet specifications in the field is certainly an expression of excellence. In modern days, product includes service. Excellence is dictated by service quality. Customers expect product excellence and service excellence. 3. Business excellence. Business excellence means good market performance and financial performance. Customer satisfaction being is a key parameter. Your views. Thank you for reading this post. Please share your thoughts on this subject. Report this. Published by Rabindranath Pandian. Author, consultant, teacher, software metrics, risk management, Six Sigma, Talk and CCPM, project management. Published 4Y. 33 articles follow. Insightful comment. Share. 97. 18 comments. Reactions. Plus 89. 18 comments on Rabindranath Pandian's article. Most relevant. Status is online. James Driscoll, U website content manager at GrewUp.net. Ones. If one had a definition of excellence available, it would definitely have to fall under the African Adinkras system of symbols, name, NSAA, image provided here. Now how to achieve excellence in ways that apply to almost every aspect of something or one's actions and doings. That would be hashtag WordStolovby circa 1750s, expanded citations version, standards of excellence. Redirect to the topmost relevant video return result for YouTube search tag hashtag WordStolovby, a marker of excellence of itself. But you will ignore the links in this post, thinking links be dangerous to follow. For that fuck you, to that ignorance, excellence is lost upon you. You will never obtain a greater sense to improve yourself, and in that lackluster appearance, I don't want to know you, and I hope that the word fuck here used puts you to bypass my life presence, for you most likely a hater and gangstalking of my interests and online mission course of moral ethics. Find someone else to pester your hate to destruction, hate elsewhere and stop hating on me, you gangstalkers. Like James Driscoll's comment. Less than div class equals, Gmail comments comment social bar underscore underscore vertical divider, style equals, box sizing, inherit, margin, 0px, padding, 0px, border width, 0px, 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 1px, border top style, initial, border right style, initial, border bottom style, initial, border left style, solid, border top color.